This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The salmon fishing season in Oregon and California could be over before it starts. Regulators meeting in Sacramento today are expected to recommend severe fishing restrictions. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports.
Populations of fall-run Chinook salmon in the Sacramento River are projected to fall to an all-time low this year. So low that even if no salmon are caught, biologists say the number of adult fish returning to the river to spawn will be less than half of what's needed to sustain the run.
It's bad. It's unprecedented in how bad it is, in fact.
Donald McIsaac is executive director of the Pacific Fishery Management Council, the group charged with managing ocean fisheries off the West Coast. It already shut down early season fishing. Now, McIsaac says, the council is working up three possible recommendations for the rest of the season. Two would allow what he describes as skimpy fishing in a few areas. The third is what most huddled at this Sacramento hotel seem to believe is going to happen.
Complete closure of all sport and commercial salmon fishing south of Cape Falcon, which is way up north end of Oregon. So most of Oregon and all of California completely closed.
The last crisis in the West Coast salmon fishery came 2 years ago when the Klamath River fish population collapsed. This time the Klamath is doing better, but the problem is once Sacramento River salmon get to the ocean, they get around. Ben Platt, a fisherman from Fort Bragg, says Sacramento River fish sustain the entire California and Oregon salmon industry.
I mean, Sacramento fish are caught all the way up through Canada, so these fish go everywhere. And that's why they won't let us fish, even though there's other healthy runs that we could fish on. All these fish swim together, so if you catch Klamath fish, you're going to be catching Sacramento fish too.
And if you catch too many Sacramento fish, when they're so scarce, there won't be enough coming back to the river to spawn in the fall. Platt comes from a family of commercial fishermen. He's tattooed and weather-worn. He says without salmon this year, he's out of options as a fisherman.
So I'm looking at basically 5 months of no viable income. I can fish for a little black cod. I can keep trying to catch crab. But none of it's going to replace my salmon income.
In past years, fishermen have had harsh words for regulators. This year, though, there seems to be a sense of resignation. Duncan McLean represents the salmon industry to the council. He's a lifelong fisherman, too.
What am I going to do? Advocate the extinction of a species or advocate the preservation of it? It's pretty much a no-brainer.
The council will make a final decision next month, but those in the West Coast salmon fishing industry are already calling for federal disaster assistance. The economic effects could be felt at dinner tables thousands of miles away. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.